Oh, that's right. It's Tuesday afternoon, and yes, I'm Ann Eller right here, live from Sharp Facets Gallery on a totally gloomy, droomy day. I tell you what, I am tired of these, and I am fortunate, though, because I have Chris Burris sitting across from me this afternoon. Chris is the Director of Student Support Services out there at Piedmont Tech, and she's working on a great program, the Women's Leadership Upstate Conference. How you doing today, Chris Burris?
I am doing great. I am here to brighten your day.
Thank you. I tell you what, don't you think this is old weather is getting a little tiring?
You know, I'm ready for tomorrow. 77 degrees and lots of sunshine.
Really? We're going to have sunshine too?
That's what I heard.
Okay. All right. So how did you get into this project here?
Oh my goodness. It probably started around 2008, to be honest, when I first found out about Women's Leadership Council, the steering committee, and all the wonderful things they were doing here in Greenwood. I just encountered so many amazing women who inspired me, who were acted as mentors for me, and just really encouraged my involvement with the steering committee, the chamber, and just any event for women. And so when I started thinking about what can I do next, I'd been the chair of the steering committee and all of those things, I was approached and asked to co-chair this event, the Women's Leadership Upstate Conference, and how can you say no? The first two events were amazing, and you know, they were wonderful, they were well attended, the planning process was really great. I had the opportunity to be a part of that process for the second event, and so I thought, you know what, I want to be a part of the third event, and if I could act as a leader, yeah, sign me up.
I think that's great. Now, how did the Women's Leadership Conference come about?
Well, the Women's Leadership Council Steering Committee really wanted an opportunity to highlight women and provide a, you know, an all-day professional and personal development conference. And so, what, maybe three and a half years ago, that happened. You know, it was just a thought. It was an idea. Some research went into play. They formed a committee. They made the first one happen, well attended. Let's do it again. The second one happened, well attended, and so here we are.
So this is going to be the biggie, though. You're really putting a lot of not you, but the whole group
is putting
a big focus on making this the best one yet.
And that's true. We this year decided to go with a theme of Ignite. So it's about your potential, your career, and yourself. So we really thought through, what do we want women to get from this? How do we want them to feel when they leave? You know, how can we make this better than it was before? What can we do that's new? So we thought, you know, we want every woman to leave feeling, wow, that was just for me.
Right.
You know, that moment where it's like, I don't know if anyone else got anything from this, but this was just for me.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking at. We want you to feel inspired. We want you to think, I have potential to do anything that I set my mind to. You know, we want people to focus on their career and then also think about themselves personal, on a personal level, you know, and just, you know, who am I and what do I want for myself?
You know, I think women have it more tough from the standpoint of being split so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, working and having a career is very fulfilling. Having a family and children is very fulfilling. Oh, yeah, and that marriage thing or relationship is a good thing,
yes,
too. And it's hard to split it so that each part of your life feels like they're most important.
Yes, I agree. And the great thing about this conference is that, you know, are you focused on your career? Come. Are you focused on starting your career? Well, come. You know, or do you need to think more in terms of yourself and balance and your personal well-being? Well, we have something for that, too. Do you want to volunteer and be part of boards in the community? Come. So, I mean, this is, what, 15 breakout sessions that will cover all of these topics. Do you need to promote yourself within your profession? Do you want to learn how to ask for a raise? Come.
You know,
we're covering so many areas in, you know, in one day, and it will, you know, maybe you won't leave thinking, I've got this task mastered, you know, but hopefully you will have more insight regarding retirement or time management or where your personal interests lie. And so that's our goal, and that's what we really hope will happen.
Well, I think with all the different groups that you are putting together for this, all the different breakout sessions, the opportunity for questions and answers and being part of things, that it certainly is a great opportunity. Now, it costs to come to this.
Yes.
Okay, and is it $75 now?
It is $75 now. You know, don't frown, people. It may sound
it's hard to see him frowning on the radio. Chris is over here smiling with glee. It's $75.
I am at $75, and I can say that and say it proudly because you will get an amazing day of entertainment. I mean, you will have fun. You will have the opportunity to network. You will learn a lot of interesting and exciting and new information, and we will feed you well as also. So there will be some great takeaways from this event, and so it will be worth the $75 if people sign up and pay to come.
Absolutely. Now, this is next Friday is the one-day event. What
yes.
time does it start?
Registration starts at 8 a.m., so arrive on time. I have an opportunity to register, to start off with visiting the network exhibitors. Get your place because we will open with a keynote speaker, Shaquise Newton. She is amazing, phenomenal. She's has been recognized as one of the world's leading speakers. She last week was recognized as, I think, top 20 under 40 in Colombia. So she is definitely someone that we are very much excited about having be a part of this process.
Yes, she's a young woman, and she has traveled to China.
Yes.
Hired herself an interpreter and went about her business.
Yes, she is definitely innovative. You know, I think she's going to be enthusiastic and just really, you know, empower us and get us to think more in terms of our personal selves and how do we promote ourselves.
You know, I think as kids we start out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You know, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be the president. I want
yes.
to be whatever it is we want to be.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, though, I guess reality creeps in,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's not. Maybe it's settling. I don't know what it is,
yeah.
but we become less excited about the future.
Yes. I think it's challenges. You know, when you encounter so many different challenges or obstacles, and we can see them as failures or we can see them as setbacks, as opposed to saying, you know, this is an opportunity to do something different. This is an opportunity to overcome this situation. And I think what Shaquise will bring with her in her presentations is really that opportunity to say, this is who I am as Chris Burris. This is who I am as Anne. And, you know, this is what I can do for you. This is how I can promote myself while helping you. And so, I think that will leave people thinking, I really have to look at myself differently and the skill sets that I have and what I can bring to the table.
Now, how long have y'all been working on this year's project?
A very long time.
Okay.
A very long time. Definitely well over 1 year. I mean, it takes a lot of effort. I've had the pleasure of working with 19 women.
Mm-hmm.
We have met monthly for well over a year to just, you know, iron out this process, you know, starting with strategic planning sessions where we're just throwing out ideas, and to actually see it to what it is today, a conference with a pre-conference with a theme with, you know, I think we have 18 speakers. We have one keynote for the pre-conference. We have two keynotes for the conference. It is a big deal now.
Well, actually, you
exciting.
Must have started planning right when the other one ended.
Truly, I think we gave ourselves a few months
okay.
to rest.
Okay. All
and right. then we were back at it.
That's terrific. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery in my studio in the back, as we always are every afternoon about this time. Right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Right back here talking to Chris Burris, just looking over the program that is coming up Friday the 13th. that day.
It's the 13th of March, which happens to be a Friday.
No, it's Friday the 13th. I'm sorry. Yes.
Which will be a blessed day.
It will be a blessed day. Okay. As long as you know that. Okay. But it's going to be a great program. Now, this is going to be over at Lander this year.
That's correct.
And it will, where will you actually register for the program?
We're going to start our day in the Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center, but we'll go between the Cultural Center and the Learning Center as well. Because we're having the different five breakout sessions each time, we're going to use two buildings.
Now, this is really neat because you have one breakout session that runs from 10 to 11, but you kind of have to decide which one you're going to attend because you cannot attend all of them.
That is correct. And it's going to be a difficult decision. I've been working with this for months, and I still don't know which one I will be in.
Okay.
Because they're all so great. And when you're thinking in terms of the topics, I mean, if you have something, if you're interested in volunteering and being part of a board, well, that's offered. If you want to know about financial literacy and retirement, that's offered. If you want something regarding technology, you know, I mean, there's so many things.
They'd all be good to go to.
Exactly.
Is that what you're
how do you decide?
By the one that would be most beneficial to you.
Or you can flip a coin.
Or you can flip a coin. Okay. Yes. All right. So you've got one breakout session from 10. First, you start out with your opening keynote speaker.
Yes.
All right. And then you have the breakout sessions. You've got one from 10 to 11, one from 11:30 to 12:30. Then you must have lunch in there. And then we have 2 to 3:30. We have the third breakout session.
Yes.
And I guess you'll be doing this in different rooms.
We will. Again, we're going to use two different buildings, the Cultural Center as well as the Learning Center. The capacity is like 75 people in each room. So there's lots of space for people to come in, smart technology. So I anticipate that these breakout sessions will be extremely interactive.
Wow. Okay. So you have all different kinds of these sessions. Now, you have some people that are traveling from out of town to come here.
That's correct. We have people coming from Georgia, Chicago, maybe Virginia. And then, of course, we have our locals that, you know, we just wanted it to be a regional conference. We really wanted to pull the talent from all over. Mm-hmm. A nice surprise this year, I think, will be that we have two men presenting. So that will be a pleasant surprise.
They get in there.
Well, you know, we're hoping they have something to share that will be of value.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Girl power here today.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the different breakout sessions, just to give the folks kind of an idea of the flavors that are out there?
Okay. Well, you know, just starting off with, we're definitely looking at networking. Shaquise Newton, who I mentioned earlier as our opening keynote speaker, will also facilitate a breakout session. So Networking for Success, Mastering the Art of Business and Personal Networking. You can have something regarding choosing the most powerful apps. Technology is, you know, everything, you know. So what types of apps are available that will allow you to be the most effective? That's Ellis or Holder. If you want something that's going to allow you to maybe relax, maybe you need to rethink, reframe, relax, that's Meredith Brown. Let's
see. Tired of this life that you're living? Talk to her. She's got ideas for you.
She has ideas. Well, here you go. Design your life. Okay. Ignite your power, purpose, and possibilities.
Well, there you go.
Show me the money. Salary negotiation for women.
Yes.
Fireproof your retirement. Why women must own it. Communicating confidence in the boardroom and beyond. So we have so many titles. I mean, again, effective communication, financial literacy, technology, working on boards, negotiating your salary, all the things that I think are pertinent to us as women, professional women, women who take care of the household, women who have retired and now want to volunteer their time, students, women who are currently students, you know, and you just need some fresh ideas and you need some direction. It's there.
Do you think that women kind of are behind the curve on some of these things?
You know, I don't know that women are necessarily behind the curve, or it's we don't just have that opportunity, and we're not always wired or even taught that it's okay for us to pursue these goals, or it's okay for us to be aware of our talents, our gifts, and to promote those things, you know, within the community. You know, when I think about myself, when people say, "Oh, Chris, you do these amazing things," and I'm like, "No, I really don't." But being a part of Women's Leadership Council and being a part of this committee, it's great to be able to say, well, yes, I do. I am capable of doing these things. I have done these things. And, you know, I'll do many more things in the future and have many more accomplishments. And so attending a conference of this magnitude really should arm women with the idea and the knowledge that, yes, you know, it's okay for me to self-promote. It's okay for me to brag about my gifts and talents and accomplishments.
Sure.
And it's okay to pursue our dreams and just, you know, and to expect more, you know, just from this world and from the industries that we work.
Sure. I think that younger women have it easier today than those that are maybe middle-aged.
That's true. That's true. You think about the challenges.
Okay, just think about the challenges. And Gracie is right here. That's a challenge right there. Yes, come here, Grace. Okay.
She wanted to join this discussion.
Yes. Well, she's a girl, you know.
Yes.
But I do think that it is for that middle-aged woman and maybe a little bit older, they didn't get the advantages of being in the mix and being told, hey, it's okay to be whatever you want to be.
I agree. And I think, you know, and again, just thinking in terms of me and my personal relationships with women in the community, the women that you're talking about, those women who see me now and they think about the struggles that they had and the things they've had to overcome can now act as a mentor for younger women and just help guide us along that path and encourage us and just really give us direction and can really share those experiences that have gotten us to the place where we can ask for a raise, where we can sit at the board table, where we can be CEOs. The women that are here today or that will be presenting on the 13th, they're CEOs, they're presidents of companies, they're founders, they're authors, they're facilitators, they're educators. You know, these are some amazing women. You're not just a teacher anymore or
right.
a stay-at-home mom.
Right. Yes, you're not, Gracie. I know. You're in charge of everything, aren't you? Okay, Grace, relax. Okay. Okay, well, let me get Gracie a treat because she is very demonstrative
yes.
when it comes to what she wants. She has learned the art of negotiation. If you're quiet, if you want me quiet, give me a treat and I will behave. There you go. Maybe she'll be quiet now. Okay, Grace, let's take this family's persuader here over here. All right, well, we are here at Sharp Passes Gallery. We're having an interesting conversation. Gracie's a little wound up this afternoon, but hey, that's okay. She can do this. You know, I will just tell you this, Chris. Gracie started her own charity back before Christmas. Gracie Gives Back.
Oh, nice.
And she's on Facebook. She has over 300 likes in less than a couple of months here.
Oh, wow. Gracie's very popular.
And she's very powerful. Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. I tell you what, it is almost time for us to hear a word from South Carolina News. We're going to take a break and readjust here. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller here with Chris Burris. She is out there Director of Student Support Services. Now, that's a heck of a title. What exactly do you do out there at Piedmont Tech?
Oh, well, you know, I have definitely been blessed with many opportunities, and being the Director of Student Support Services means I get to work with 160 students each academic year. These are not just any students. These are students who are from a low-income household, first-generation college students, and some students with disabilities. But our goal is just to provide them with the services and the support needed so they will graduate with a two-year degree and or transfer to a four-year college. And so it's definitely a great experience to interact with the students, some who are traditional age students, some who are non-traditional age, and they're all studying many different areas and topics. And, you know, so it's just really nice to interact with these students and to inspire them and to just give them guidance and some direction and help them accomplish their goals.
Sure. And more challenging, I would think, because you're dealing with some students that have never gone beyond that high school, I would presume.
Yes. And, you know, it can be challenging because, you know, when you think about someone who's been out of high school for 20 years, 30 years, and they're trying to come back now, they're starting a new career. So you're looking at their need to, you know, start maybe even developmental courses and their need to just have that guidance and someone to help them through that process. And thankfully, our program is there to help with that. You know, we have two counselors who can work with them and provide case management and helps monitor their grades and track their progress and encourage them and connect them to resources either at the college or within the community. That's really the goal, is just to make sure they have the, you know, resources and the skills and the support they need to be successful.
You know, one of the things that somebody brought up to me the other day, 20 years ago, we didn't have all these resources. We didn't have the internet mm-hmm. as a source. When kids went to college, it was pretty much, well, maybe you can get a scholarship or maybe mm-hmm. you borrow the money or mom and dad pay. Mm-hmm. Now there are so many opportunities, not only to help keep you in school, mm-hmm. but also just on the financial parts of it, too.
That's true. Being at Tech now, it's allowed me to see what true and real opportunities are out there. There's so many scholarships. There's, federal aid and just the opportunity to be a part of programs who can help you identify the different scholarships and things that are available. So, you know, it's great to be able to say to a student, whether you're young or more seasoned in age, that, you know, there's a way to pay for this and you don't have to incur all of this debt to do it. And thankfully, Piedmont Technical College allows students to do that, to pursue their dreams, to change careers or to start a new career fresh out of high school. And so that's a great opportunity for students and people in our community.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I think that a lot of people, when they went to school and got that degree, they thought they were done.
Yes.
It's not that way anymore, is it?
No, People change careers all the time. And you just think we're now trying to recover. And I say trying right. to recover from the economy and the downfall. And just, you know, there were so many people who needed to change careers. And you see that with technology and the way it's advancing, you have to think about, well, the skills I had then are not necessarily the skills that I need or that will be helpful for me now. And so, and you look at people who change careers every 10 years, every 5 years. And so I think it's so important that we're providing opportunities for adults to, you know, reinvent themselves.
Yeah. Reinvent. Yeah.
Yeah.
That plus we're living longer. And so therefore we have to work longer. I expect them to up the retirement age to 70 day now.
No.
And that'll be fortunate if you can retire at that age.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you do over there at Piedmont Tech because I think it is fascinating. And I think a lot of people don't realize that all the help that is available at whether it's Piedmont Tech or any college. But Piedmont Tech is on such a local level here.
It really is. And I'm not just saying it because I work there. I'm really saying this because I've seen it. You know, I've only been there a little over 1 year. And in that year, I've seen the difference that it makes. And just students being able to have access to the resources and, you know, whether it's career counseling, whether it's personal counseling, whether it's financial aid counseling, all of those resources that are available to help guide someone through that process, mm-hmm. They're there. And so knowing that students have that opportunity to enter into the college setting and have support along the way really has just proven to be very successful for those students, you know, seeing them graduate and transfer and those types of things. So it's definitely a great place to work.
Well, you know, Piedmont Tech has been innovative for many years and continues to innovate and change and adapt to the environment. And that's one of the things I think about two-year college programs is that it does have the ability to change even quicker than four-year programs.
Yes, and that's true, because when you think about a two-year college such as Piedmont Technical College, you're able to actually, you know, within 2 years, sometimes less, gain a skill that will allow you to be employed immediately after.
What a concept.
And so, you know, there are other programs at technical colleges where you're able to go 2 years and then you transfer to a four-year college to get that degree that will then lead to employment. But at Piedmont Technical College, whether it's engineering, nursing, office technology.
Massage therapy.
You can go in, you can learn all of this. You have the internships, you have the on-site training that's available. And so when you graduate, when you receive your degree, then you're able to go out and become employed. And so that's really impressive. And we see that happening each semester.
That's terrific. Well, we've been talking about the Women's Leadership Conference that is coming up a week from this Friday. Now, you're also having a little pre-conference the night before.
Correct. That's March 12th, starting at, I think, 5:30, the Federal Building in Uptown Greenwood.
Yes.
We have the pleasure of having Marnie Schwartz Hanley join us as our presenter for that evening. She's going to be speaking about the three C's, or at least that's what I call it.
Right.
Confidence, courage, and connections.
Oh, I thought we were talking about carrot, color, and clarity. This is a diamond store.
This is a diamond store. And Gracie agrees.
Absolutely. Okay. So what was that again before I went off on that angle?
Confidence, courage, and connections.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And how, so she'll be addressing it the night before.
The night before, that's March 12th at the Federal Building. I think the cost for that event is $25. It's, again, to start off the evening, we're having a reception called the Taste of Greenwood.
Right.
And then following that will be her motivational presentation. Confidence, courage, and connections.
Well, you need all three to be successful, don't you?
Exactly.
All right. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smooch-able results.
Oh, that's right. Coming up 4:48 in the afternoon, folks. I'm here with Chris Burris. She is the Director of Student Support Services out there at Piedmont Tech. But we're talking basically about the Women's Leadership Conference that is coming up a week from this Friday. The pre-conference is on Thursday evening. And, you know, I happen to be reading over just a little blurb that y'all had put out about, is it Shaquise?
Yes.
Shaquise Newton. And she says she's with Cardinal Consulting down there in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and I quote, "Study after study shows that women excel at promoting others, but often fail to promote themselves." That is so true. How many have always been out there either promoting their boss, promoting their husband, been to cocktail parties, done things with their husband, and always been, oh, yes, you should talk to my husband, right? Well, what about you? No, you should talk to my husband. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you learn to defer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these are things that if you have ever thought, God, how can I promote myself?
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be some excellent ways to help promote yourself.
That's true. And again, just one of the things that Shaquise really concentrates on is not just promoting yourself in a way that is overbearing.
And obnoxious.
Yes.
Okay.
But she really wants to highlight the idea that you can promote yourself while saying to someone, this is how I can help you. So when you can say, well, Anne, I can help you because I have these skills.
Right.
You're promoting yourself, but you're doing it in a way that's
soft-peddling.
Yeah. Yes. But you're doing it in a way that allows you to, because if obviously it's about a business.
Right,
and so
exactly.
You're going to gain the business and the relationships that you need by being able to do it in a way that shows people how you can be of use to them and you can provide a service.
Well, in this world today, it's all about what do I need and why do I need it, and explain to me why I need it, right?
yes, exactly. Yeah.
So that should be invaluable. And, of course, she is the keynote speaker.
She is. She's our opening keynote speaker. We do have a closing keynote, Dr. Kitty Watson. So we're excited that she'll be there to close out the event for us. And she is an expert on communication and listening. And so we're asking Dr. Watson to look at this event and everything that's being shared next Friday and wrap it up in a way that says, take this information, process it, put it in your life, and use it. And so it will definitely be one of those events where you need to be there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be there at the end. I don't think you want to miss any part in between.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that is another important part. You know, a lot of people like to talk, but they don't listen.
Yes.
And they miss a whole lot in between.
So hopefully we'll have a lot of people listening on next Friday and Thursday evening. Yeah.
Sure. So if you'd like to sign up for this conference, all you have to do is go to WLConferenceSC.com. That's WLConferenceSC.com. Starts at 8 o'clock. Are you register at 8?
Yes. Come 8 o'clock, check in, register, grab some light refreshments. We will start at 8:30 with our welcome, and then we'll be off with the day.
Off with the day, and it goes all day till?
All day till around 4:45.
Wow, that is a full day.
It is a full day.
And that's just $75 for all this packed information.
Exactly, just $75.
There you go. Well, you know, it does, you know, when you think, wow, I'm going to spend $75. But
yeah.
If you walk away with a lot of takeaway from this,
yes.
And you probably won't even understand all the benefit you get that day.
Yes. But I do believe, you said it, there will be so many takeaways from this event. From the moment that you walk in and the connections that you make, the relationships that you will build, to the knowledge and information that you will gain, you'll be able to apply it, to use it, to advance your career, or just to even help you on a personal level. And so,
and sometimes we don't even realize that we got something, you know?
Well, yeah. You know, leave Friday. Hopefully you'll be excited. Hopefully you will be thrilled about being able to participate in such an amazing event. But take the time over the weekend to reflect and to really process. Sit down with someone who attended the event and just talk about the things that you experienced and, you know, share your experiences with each other. And you'll see the next week it'll be an aha moment.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It could be a month from now.
Yeah.
You get another moment.
Yeah,
aha,
you get the
moment.
Aha moment. And then you know it was worth it. It was worth the opportunity to be there.
You know, yeah. If it just rescrews on your head and gives you a different focus, it's worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah. I agree.
That's, you know, normally that we used to use vacations that way, you know, anymore. I don't know of many people that get the vacations like that, that give you that relaxation and that thought process.
Yeah.
And the world is so complicated anymore. You can't just do it that way.
Yeah, well, it's hard to turn off. I mean, you know, with technology, there's so many ways for whether it's work or family life or any other part of your life for people to get to you and connect with you. So you have to use an opportunity like this when you have a structured format where you can recharge and gain some new information and just get excited about life and who you are and what you're doing in your life.
So these are great programs. There's everything from networking to, now here's an interesting one, exposing the Wonder Woman myth to make choices that matter.
Yes. Dispelling myths.
Okay, yeah. Come on now. The 24-hour woman, you can fry it up in a pan. You can work all day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I think this will be an opportunity to see how much of that is true and how much of it should we probably push to the backside and just recognize that we don't have to do it all. And what we do, we want to do really well.
Sure. Now, let's see. Anne Elliott is going to be presenting that one.
Yes.
And the Burkana Company.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she from?
That's a good question. Ann is one of the people that's not in our local area, and yeah,
she's coming in from the outside. Well, that's good. In, yeah. Well, I picked one that's
you picked one coming in from the outside.
Well, that's great. That's great. So, here's another one. How about this? Communication skills. How your nonverbal cues may be affecting your effectiveness.
Yes. Mm.
Now, there you go. That's an interesting one.
Body language.
Yes. Yes. How do you make sure that you are giving that person that's across the table or eating with you or whatever your full attention and mm-hmm. not let them see that you're thinking, well, that's a pile of crap.
That's true.
Well, it's true. Yeah.
Well, you can learn that skill.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. That's important. And then I tell you another one. And in fact, I've had her on the show several times. Barbara Warner is going to be Create Your Life Mindfully. And Barbara and Judy Markle, nurse navigators, and they just do an excellent job. Gracie, leave her alone over here now. Gracie, come on, go sit down. They do an excellent job. You know, one of the most important things you learn is breathing. And I know that you think that is stupid, but I tell you what, I've been to some of her classes. She's great at teaching you how to breathe.
Yes, breathing techniques are amazing.
So whether, like you said, it's personal or business or whatever it is, you can really learn a lot by going to this conference next Friday. Go register at WLConferenceSC.com. Be there for the day. And then the night before starts at 5:30. And that's $25.
That's correct.
And if you can only do the one night, you should go anyway.
You should go anyway. Yeah. I think you're going to have a great time, whether it's the pre-conference or the full-day conference. There will be something for you to take away either day. I would love for us to see everyone both nights. Thursday night and Friday day.
Sure.
But, you know, I just think, you know, just the opportunity to be out and participate in any part of this will be a great experience.
Sure. And sometimes, you know, we used to say, Calgon, take me away. Now we say Women's Leadership Conference, right?
Yes, take me away.
Yeah, I haven't had a Calgon moment for a long time. Can't find enough time to spend there.
No. Well, if you come to the pre-conference or the conference, you'll be like, take me away.
Okay, there you go. All right, Gracie, go lay down there for a second. We're not finished talking. So, now, who actually is putting on the conference?
We do have probably right around 30 sponsors, but our presenting sponsors will be Belk of Greenwood and Fuji Manufacturing USA. And so we're really honored that, you know, the community and the industries in this community see the worth in the conference and just the importance not only to sponsor an event, but to also allow their employees the opportunity to participate as well.
Sure. So this is what you want to be able to do is go to the conference, Gracie, sit down, and be able to spend some time concentrating on yourself. And that's the nice thing about it. It'll be a day where you'll be able to spend it concentrating on yourself.
That's true.
So if you would like that opportunity, go to WLConferenceSC.com. Night before, it is Uptown Greenwood at the Federal Building.
That's correct.
And during the day, Friday,
it is at Lander University. We're going to start our day in the Cultural Center, and then we'll go between the Learning Center and the Cultural Center throughout the day.
Now, parking at Lander.
Do not fear. There will be some assistance with parking for those that need it, but all of that will be taken care of. We want to make sure that everyone's needs are met, and so if that is a concern, we should have some golf carts going that day just to help with parking.
But I was thinking, where should they park?
I think at this point we're looking at the Finest Arena in that area, and so, and like I said, if there's anyone who has a need, there will be assistance.
Okay, because with all the construction over there, it's kind of changed things up a little bit.
Yes.
Well, this is great to have been able to get you. It was kind of last minute to get you in here today, but I think it was a good thing to do, Chris.
I agree. I always enjoy being here and being a part of your program, and just thank you for highlighting the Women's Leadership Upstate Conference as well as the Student Support Services at Piedmont Technical College.
Absolutely. It's good stuff, sure enough, and I know you do good things, and I know that you're going to grow some more throughout this conference.
Oh, yes. But I can also tell you, I think we're all going to be celebrating.
celebrating
the success of the conference. It's definitely been a wonderful experience, a challenging experience, but one that we all can be proud of.
Well, with already 274 signed up.
Yes.
I mean, that's you're well on your way.
We are.
If you would like to sign up, just go to, on the web, WLConferenceSC.com. That's WLConferenceSC.com. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much for coming to see us, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.